Fourth and final hour here on 102.5 The Game. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here at Bridgestone Arena, Jack Daniels Barrel House. This is going to be the site tonight for the Predators and the Sharks. Nashville coming in this contest 81 points, winners of their last two. Sharks have also been winning of late, too. They come in with 74 points over in the Pacific Division. To help us talk about tonight's opponent, Kevin Kurz with The Athletic. He's the Sharks reporter for them. Kevin, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Thanks for joining us. Well, it looks like both teams have been winning of late. What's been going on with the Sharks? Will they put together a little winning streak here of late?
Yeah, well, you know, the biggest issue with the Sharks up until recently was they were having real trouble scoring five-on-five goals. The offense just wasn't there, but lately it has been. And actually, it's been kind of a reverse. The power play has gone dry, and the Sharks' five-on-five scoring has really taken off. And actually, their last 21 goals have all come even strength, and they're getting it up and down the lineup. You know, they've won five of their last six games, and at least 13 different guys have at least one goal. So that's been the biggest key. And also Martin Jones. It really still starts in net with this team. And Martin Jones was really struggling going into the All-Star break. He was dealing with an injury, tried playing through it. Finally was shut down for the four games before the All-Star break. And since then, he's been the guy that I think Sharks fans are used to seeing. So, you know, those two things are that's a pretty good recipe for winning games, and that's what they've been doing lately.
What's the mindset in Northern California about this division? Is because Vegas has been in control for so long, does everybody just say, nah, Golden Knights are going to win it, everybody else is playing for that second and third spot? Or does San Jose believe down the stretch run of this regular season they can actually win a division title?
You know what? I don't think that's the focus right now. And you look at this team, they lost Joe Thornton, you know, future Hall of Famer. He was their second leading scorer at the time he came out of the lineup. And, you know, right away, I think the mindset changed, at least among the fans, to, you know, let's just try to get into the playoffs here. This is a tough division because you obviously have Vegas well out in front, but you have the Anaheim Ducks, the Calgary Flames, the LA Kings. You know, these teams are all winning games still. So, you know, I think that's the focus. I don't think anyone realistically thinks that the Sharks will catch Vegas right now. I think they just want to make sure they get in the playoffs. And, you know, lately that's been the case. I think they're looking more behind them at the other teams. You know, at least that's what I'm doing. Anyway, I'm looking at the teams behind them to see if they can stay in front of them rather than can they chase down Vegas, because, you know, the Golden Knights, it sure seems like they're the real deal here. They're not going away. And every time you think that maybe they're starting to slide, they turn around and they, you know, win three or four more games in a row. So, I think right now it's just getting the playoffs. And, you know, even if you go back 2 years ago, the Sharks were only the third seed in the division when they made the run of the Stanley Cup Finals. So
I guess the reason I bring it up, Kevin, is just their dominance at home this year. I mean, they have been the story. I mean, 23 wins at home. And, you know, I think we all chuckled. The Las Vegas Flu for the opposition. There's a lot of distractions on the Vegas Strip. But, you know, it's obviously played out in their inaugural season. And it just seems like a place probably nobody wants to go play at, you know, if they've got home ice advantage.
Yeah, I would think that's the case. So, you know, you might not have – there might not be any way to avoid that now at this point. But, you know, at the same time, there's a lot of good players on that team that don't have a whole lot of playoff experience. So if that's the case, I think, you know, if the Sharks did face them in the playoffs, I think they'd be – I still think they'd be a pretty confident group.
What do you think as the trading deadline is approaching on Monday? What do you think is going to be the level of activity, or how active – I'll phrase it that way – how active do you believe the Sharks will be, or do you think they're just going to stand pat?
I don't think they're going to do much. You know, they just made a minor trade for Eric Fair to center their fourth line. They basically gave up nothing to get him, so to me it was a pretty good move by the Sharks to go out and get a bigger body. But I don't think they're really in a position to be major players in terms of the big-name guys that might be rentals. And Doug Wilson has already said many times that he's not going to give up one of his young assets or one of his young players in order just to get a rental player. And I believe him 100% that that's the case. You know, this team's focus, I think, from the front office standpoint is – let's see what this current group can do, and then they'll go into the offseason with a whole lot of cap space, and I think they're going to be major players at that point. But, you know, in terms of the trade deadline, I really would be surprised if they did anything too notable. I think this team could use another scoring winger, frankly. But it's not going to be anywhere like Rick Nash or Evander Kane or anybody like that. I just don't think they're in a position to go out and make a move like that because, the system's not very deep. I think they're a little thin on in the minor leagues. And if you look at the draft, they don't have a second or third round pick in 2018. So, again, it's a lack of assets for me that probably means that they're not going to do a whole lot before Monday.
They've won, Kevin, four of their last five road games and not against easy opponents. They went into St. Louis on Tuesday and beat the Blues. They went into Anaheim and beat the Ducks, beat Carolina and Columbus. Their only hiccup, believe it or not, was at Colorado. What? And this team has won.
That's a tough place to win these days.
Well, these days, but, I'm not sure of the time frame. If that was with Nathan MacKinnon in or out, my guess was he was probably out of the lineup by then. Yeah, they've won 16 games this year. Why have they been successful on the road?
You know what? That's a good question. I mean, they've a couple of years ago, they were really good on the road, and they had trouble winning at home. And again, this is back in 2016 when they made the run in the Stanley Cup final. And then when the playoffs hit, they were better at home than they were on the road. So I don't know. It's tough to figure out with this group. I think that they're a pretty tight-knit group. I think they like it. They do enjoy one another's company. I think that sort of thing helps on the road, too. When you're away from your families and everything, you want to feel like you kind of have a family in the dressing room. And that's been a big part of this team's success, I think, is the culture that Pete DeBoer has built since he's come in here a couple years ago. So, other than that, it's hard to say because they do have, Marc-Edward Vlasic and Justin Braun is their shutdown pair. That's the pair they try to get out against the other team's top line as much as possible. And obviously you don't get to do that as much on the road, but, I don't know if you can explain it. It's just one of those things.
Kevin Kerr is on the line with us, The Athletic. He's the Sharks reporter. A couple of years ago, unfortunately, the Predators lost in Game 7 in San Jose to the Sharks. That Sharks team would go on all the way to the Stanley Cup Final and lose to the Penguins. Last year, they were out in the first round to Edmonton. When you look up and down their roster, Kevin, it looks a lot of familiar faces and names that we saw even 2 years ago when the Predators faced them in that second round. But when you look at the last 2 years of the Sharks and this year's team, where does this year's team stack up to the 2015 and the 2016 seasons? Are they is this team better? Or let's just start with, I guess, last year. How does this team look to you right now?
Well, if you go back to last year when they went into the playoffs, they really had some tough injuries they were dealing with. Joe Thornton was playing through the torn MCL and ACL, and obviously he was not anywhere near 100% in that Edmonton series. Logan Couture in Nashville, if you remember last March, got hit with a puck in the face and basically rearranged his whole mouth. He had to do a whole lot of extensive dental surgery in the offseason, and so I don't think he was quite right either. So those injuries didn't help them in that playoff series against the Oilers, certainly. But at the same time, I think they were also starting to feel the wear and tear of the season because they did have that long season in 2016. They had a number of guys in the World Cup, and then there was the condensed schedule. And I think that did catch up with them at the end of last season. So, if you take a look at this year's team, we'll see if Joe Thornton comes back. Doug Wilson said that he does expect him back, but he won't guarantee that he'll be back, so that there's still some ambiguity there. But I think the biggest reason for hope when you look at the current team is that some of the younger players have taken that next step, and that's Chris Tierney, Jonas Donskoy, Timo Meier, Kevin LeBanc, Joachim Ryan on the blue line. They do have some contributors that are younger players that could potentially be the next core of this team, and Logan Couture is still a pretty young guy himself. So it's a little bit different in that regard because they are relying on those younger guys to put the puck in the net. And lately that's been happening. So, if that continues, we'll see. I don't quite see them right now as a team that stacks up amongst the Western Conference's best. If the playoffs started tomorrow, could I see them winning a playoff series? I could, but I don't quite see Stanley Cup contender with this group right now.
Kevin, you mentioned, I think, an important thing to keep in the back of your mind if you're a Predator fan or really anybody who's a hockey fan, and that is all of the cap space that the Sharks have accumulated going forward here. And that we just had a discussion the other day about John Tavares in light of, hey, if you're not really wanting to jump in there and pay a high price for a rental player, and maybe you are looking long term, do you want to roll the dice and hope that a guy like Tavares hits the market? I have to believe the Sharks have him in the back of their mind with all the money they have. They have the package to maybe present to him if he hits the free agent market.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, if John Tavares is an unrestricted free agent, I think the Sharks will be all over that. And that's why I think if you look at this year's team, it could almost be a little bit of a transitional year because they didn't do anything in the offseason to try to replace Patrick Marleau's offense. They did hope that some of these younger guys would develop, and in a lot of cases, that's happened. And, you know, because they're not in the market for a rental player and because they're not going to go out and spend a whole lot of money now to jeopardize their cap space in the summer, it's fairly obvious that that's their plan. They want to spend money in the offseason, and they want to, you know, add some pieces via free agency around some of these younger guys that have developed their games here over the last several months. So, you know, the thing about the Sharks, too, you have to remember is in the market they're in, they're not really in a position to miss the playoffs for a whole bunch of years and then rebuild that way. They've got to stay competitive just to stay relevant in the Bay Area sports scene and to keep their fans coming on a game-to-game basis. So in that sense, it's been successful because they are still in the mix this year. But I can't help but think that this year kind of was viewed as a little bit of a transitional year all along because they do have that cap space. They've kept that cap space, and they're not going to use it, I don't think, before the summer.
Kevin, for more of a casual fan, this question is maybe directed for people like that, but Brent Burns is such a unique player, and we don't get a chance to see him that often. Of course, this year has been interesting. I couldn't believe the stats. It was such an oddity because he's one of the highest volume shooters you're going to find, but he had no goals until almost Thanksgiving or November 24th, something like that. Now the numbers are coming around for him. He's got 50 points. Must be nice to have 10 goals and 50 points when he didn't score a goal for the first, 20 games or so. But he's such a unique player. He really is one of a kind.
Yeah, and, you know, it definitely was amazing that he didn't have any goals until November. I think his first goal was Black Friday in Vegas, so it was November 25th or whatever it was. But, you know, I think he was taking more low-percentage shots back then, and the power play wasn't very good early on in the season, so that hurt him. But, yeah, he is a unique player, that's for sure. And, you know, he creates so much offense from the back end, and certainly that's something the Sharks need while they have guys like Thornton out and Thomas Hertl missed the last three games as well. So he'll be back in tonight. But, you know, Brent Burns has had a little bit of an odd season because, you know, his defensive game hasn't been quite as strong as it was last year when he won the Norris Trophy. There's usually two or three times a game where you're just kind of asking yourself, well, where the heck is he going on that play? And too many times this year, I think it's cost the Sharks on the defensive end, and they've given up goals because of it. Now, we haven't seen that as much lately. I think he's been better. He's also dealing with some sort of injury that brought him out of a game, and I think that might have hindered his effectiveness a little bit. But, you know, he is one of a kind in terms of creating offense from the back end, and he's so dangerous on the power play that the Sharks are just going to live, they'll live with the mistakes he makes defensively just because he's such a big part of creating offense.
Last thing for you, a guy that's really emerged this year is Aaron Dell, and I believe he is starting tonight. And statistically, right, he's really gotten it done, and it's one of those deals where he's done so well, he might be attractive as kind of like Martin Jones was. He as a backup, the Sharks said, I think that guy can start, and they signed Martin Jones, and he's the starter. Is Dell sort of hitting that category?
Yeah, you know, he's definitely been a solid backup. His numbers were great, and then Martin Jones got hurt, and he started really for the first time in his NHL career a stretch of games in a row. It didn't go quite as well for him as it had when he was just kind of a spot starter, but regardless, he almost always gives the team some solid minutes, and I know his name has been floated out there in terms of maybe he's one of the Sharks tradable assets that could bring back some sort of floor, but I still think the Sharks hold on to him here post deadline. I think the preference is to sign him to an extension contract extension in the offseason, but There hasn't been much of a letdown between his game and Martin Jones, and frankly, he was better than Jones there for a good portion, I want to say about 6 weeks in December and January when Jones was fighting through whatever injury he had. So, he's given the team solid minutes. I think they're confident in front of him, and this is certainly a big test for him tonight because I think the Sharks look at this team as clearly the Nashville Predators are a contender once again, and they want to see how they measure up with them, and they're going to throw Dell in there to see how he does too.
Should be a good one. Not the last time these two teams will meet. They'll meet again here in Nashville in late March, but it should be a good one here tonight. Kevin, thanks so much for the visit. We look forward to it as always, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Yep, anytime. Thanks, guys.
Kevin Kurz, the Athletic Sharks reporter. Sharks and Preds tonight, 7 o'clock, pregame at 6. We'll come back with more, including your chance to win some tickets. You might want to jump in there right now at 737-1025. We'll tell you how you can win some really cool tickets on the other side. You're listening to 102.5 The Game.